Now, U.S. President Barack Obama calls on all Americans to avoid words or actions that would deepen what he described as divisions in the country.
We have our divisions, and they are not new. Around the clock news cycles and social media sometimes amplify these divisions. And I know we're about to enter a couple of weeks of conventions where our political rhetoric tends to be more overheated than usual. And that is why it is so important that everyone, regardless of race or political party or profession, regardless of what organizations you are a part of, everyone right now focus on words and actions that can unite this country rather than divide it further.
The U.S. President criticized the use of, quote, inflammatory rhetoric and careless accusations in American societies. He added that only Americans themselves can stop the senseless violence, fear, and mistrust within their communities. Obama's presser came hours after a gunman opened fire at several police officers in the city of Baton Rouge in the state of Louisiana, killing three of them and wounding three others. Authorities say one of the wounded officers is in critical condition. Now, Louisiana State Police Superintendent said there's no active shooting scenario in the city of Baton Rouge any longer.
Again, we do not have an active shooter scenario in the city of Baton Rouge. We are working the investigation. It's going to take us in multiple directions. A lot of leads out there we're following on. You can help us as a public. If you see something out of the ordinary, please call us. And again, we'll have a 1 p.m.
press conference. Edmondson said a gunman who's been killed by police was a sole shooter. Earlier, there were reports of another gunman who'd fled the scene. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards described the attack as heinous and unjustifiable. The deadly shooting in the city of Baton Rouge came 9 days after a sniper attack in the city of Dallas, which killed five officers and wounded seven others. Now we're joined by Mrs. Margaret Kimberly out of New York, senior editor and columnist at the Black Agenda Report. Mr. Kimberly, welcome to the program. Obama's told American people to not allow incidents like this to wedge divisions between one another. But it seems too little too late, one would say. The U.S. is very polarized by race, religion, and between communities as ever before. What will it take to try to bring people together at this point?
Well, the president's just speaking foolishness. People will be united if he does his job as the chief law enforcement officer of the country and starts to prosecute these killer cops. People want justice. There is protest. This is the second shooting of police in a little more than a week, and that is because of anger. The anger is justified. The shootings may not be, but the anger and rage, which inspires individuals like these two men, both former veterans, both trained in the use of weapons, that inspires them to take these actions against cops. So for the president to talk about unity and not being divided, as if it's some abstract notion, is just ridiculous.
And why do you think there are people just giving up, it seems, on the protest, the courts, lawmakers, to address these issues accordingly, racial profiling, police violence against the black community, and now they're taking law into their own hands, and as you just said, these two young men, one an Army reservist, the other an ex-Marine, they have military training, and they're so frustrated, they're resorting to what they know how to do, when they feel like they need to finally fight back, because there is no other recourse for them, obviously, anywhere else in society.
Yeah, so obviously there's literally no recourse. Cops are either not charged at all. If they're charged, if they go to trial, they're generally acquitted. Even if they're convicted, we had a case here in New York where the black district attorney of Brooklyn, the African-American man, he got the cop convicted and then sentenced him to no jail time at all, to a slap on the wrist, as we say. So when people say that there is no justice, they're not making things up. They're not imagining things. There has been no justice for victims of police murder, and the president could stop this if he wanted to.
Thank you, Mrs. Margaret Kimberly, for your input, ma'am. That's Mrs. Margaret Kimberly out of New York joining us, senior editor and columnist of the Black Agenda Report.